When the Bible makes mention, Aliyadu Billah, that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam practiced black magic, the Quran is the one that defends the Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam by saying, Wama kafara Sulaiman. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam did not commit disbelief. Disbelief here, according to the ulama, means he did not commit black magic, which the Bible makes mention and refers that black magic to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. So when we talk about the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, we are the true heirs of the prayer. And that is why we find within us, we take pleasure in giving our children the name of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. I would like to make mention of this. I said in my own example, in my family, for the past five generations, within this generations, the names have changed between Ibrahim and Ismail. So my great-grandfather, his name was Ismail. My grandfather's name was Ibrahim. My father's name was Ismail. My name is Ibrahim. One of my son's name is Ismail. Five generations of prophets, which we will say prophets of Bani Israel, or prophets of, no, our prophets. And maybe inshallah you will keep up the tradition. So what we're saying, five generations. Why do we keep these names of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam? Our Nabis. And this is the place where those Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam stayed. That city and the stones, you know, it witnessed their lives, it witnessed their ibadat, it witnessed their propagating the message of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why shouldn't that land be close to us when we are the true heirs of those Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam? So this is one important, and that is why we also say, as Muslims, we can say with pride, we are the true custodians of Jerusalem and Al-Quds. The reason being, every other religious group, they would respect some of the Anbiya that came, and they would reject some of the Anbiya. So the Jews would respect Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Aliyadu Billah, they would not regard Isa alayhi salatu wasalam as a prophet of Almighty Allah. So the places which are attached to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam in Jerusalem, they will not show much importance towards it. Aliyadu Billah. Right? The Christians will show respect to those places attached to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. But they will not show respect, for example, to the Dome of the Rock, where Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam went to go meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will not show. But then we as Muslims, we will show respect to those places, whether it be attached to Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam, Dawud alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, our prophets. So this is a very important point that we need to keep in mind. Now with the coming of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted this whole particular place a whole new lease of life in terms of blessedness. Amongst the first things, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, in his miraculous journey of Mi'raj, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam first goes from Makkah al-Mukarramah and goes to Baytul Maqdis. And he goes to Masjid al-Aqsa. Now when we look at this particular aspect, it brings about several aspects of blessedness. Firstly, Allah Ta'ala could have taken Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam in his presence directly from Makkah. But no, takes him first to Al-Quds, first aspect. The second aspect, many people sometimes don't realize, Nabi Karim SAW didn't only go to Al-Quds at the time of going to Mi'raj in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even coming back time, he passed by Al-Quds and then came back to Makkah Mukarramah. A second aspect with regard to this is, it is the only known place in this world where all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam collectively perform salat with Jamaat. It is an aspect, and it is a blessing not even enjoyed by Makkah Mukarramah and Madinah Munawwarah. Undoubtedly, they are more sacred. We say that Al-Quds is the third holiest city in Makkah. But in this aspect, the only known place where all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam collectively made salat with Jamaat. The third aspect with regard to this, the ulama say that one of the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah Mukarramah to Al-Quds and Masjid Al-Aqsa is Makkah Mukarramah, the place of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the birth of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the spiritual birth of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Masjid Al-Aqsa was the markaz of the Anbiya of Bani Israel. Makkah Mukarramah, the Nabi of Bani Ismail. By taking Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah Mukarramah to Masjid Al-Aqsa in Al-Quds and making Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lead the salat of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, it was a reference that Allah Ta'ala has changed, and Allah Ta'ala has transferred prophethood from Bani Israel to Bani Ismail. Mention is made in the time of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's birth, a Jewish scholar went around Makkah Mukarramah and said, show me the place where a child is born to the, in this day, and this night that has passed. Show me a place and show me a home in where a child has been born. And he said, why are you asking? He said, I'm asking because our scriptures make mention on this day and this night, the last Nabi of Allah would be born. I want to see who is that last Nabi of Allah. And they go to him, they show him a place where a child is born. And he goes and he said, is the father alive? He said, yes, the father is alive. He said, no. Show me that particular home where a child is born, where the father is not alive. They bring him to our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's home. Amina had given birth to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he goes there and he sees Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. From the scriptures, he identifies that this is the last Nabi of Allah. He comes out screaming from the house. وَيْلٌ لَكَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ وَرَحْتُمْ مِنْهَا يَا مَعْشَرَ قُرَيْشِ O Bani Israel, destruction be your lot. قَدْ خَرَجَتِ النَّبُوَّةَ مِنْهَا Allah has taken Nabuwat away from you. O Quraysh, congratulations upon you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has transferred Nabuwat into your particular clan. By bringing Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah Mukarramah to Masjid Al-Aqsa, which is the markaz and the abode of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam of Bani Israel, was an indirect reference. Allah has transferred Nabuwat from Bani Israel to Bani Ismail. Also, by making Imam of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam at that place, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam is not only the Nabi of this Ummah, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam is Nabiul Anbiya, the Nabi of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The ulama make mention that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, we believe, is alive. And he performed salat behind Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam together with being Nabi. At that particular occasion, he also got the distinction of being a Sahabi of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then another amazing aspect, someone I read this one particular book, a very amazing aspect. When we keep in mind that the previous to this, all the worshipping that was done by the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was done according to their own particular Sharia. Now when Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam led the salat of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, most likely he would have performed salat according to how we, you and I, today perform salat. So this was the first time that salat according to the Sharia of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was performed in Masjid Al-Aqsa. As a further reference and a further extension of that, what does it prove? That Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the first Imam of Masjid Al-Aqsa. The first Imam of Masjid Al-Aqsa. And yet that place today, we don't have no love for that place. We just seem to be cut off from that particular place. The first Imam of that place was our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so many other points of virtue. So many other points of virtue the ulama have made mention. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, the virtue of praying in Masjid Al-Aqsa is exalted up to 500 times more than any other masjid. And in one riwayat in Tirmidhi, 5,000 times more. 500 times more reward in performing salat in Masjid Al-Aqsa than any other masjid other than Baytullah and the masjid of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Madinah Munawwara. In another hadith, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said that there is only three masajid worthy of traveling to. In what sense? In the sense that you travel there with the intention that there is more reward to travel there than in any other masjid. Which are those three masjid? Masjid al-Haram in Makkah al-Mukarramah, Masjid al-Nabawi, and Masjid al-Aqsa. Of course, then or furthermore, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, he who ties his ihram for either Hajj or Umrah from Masjid al-Aqsa, and he performs Umrah after tying his ihram in Masjid al-Aqsa, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all his minor sins. I once made mention of this hadith many years in one of my bayans, and it gave me great pleasure that a group of people from South Africa actually went out to carry this out, and they succeeded in doing this. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made mention. It is the first Qibla of the Muslims, right? For 17 months, when Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to Madinah Munawwara, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam performed his salat in the direction of Masjid Al-Aqsa and Al-Quds. The first incident of Mi'raj has further linked Masjid Al-Aqsa to the hearts and minds of the Muslims, or at least it's supposed to. Then there's a hadith in Abu Dawud Sharif, Maymuna bint Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala anha, said that she asked Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, tell us about Masjid Al-Aqsa. He said, it is a land of gathering and resurrection. Go there and offer your prayers. Go there and offer your prayers. Your prayers will carry reward as much as 1,000 prayers in any other place. She asked, what if we cannot go there? Of these, we don't have the conveyance or the means to go there. He said, you should send some oil as a gift for his lambs. For whosoever offers a gift to Masjid Aqsa will have the reward of praying in Masjid Aqsa. Subhanallah. This is the aspect with regard to the blessedness that Islam had granted to Masjid Aqsa.